The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the Rental Income Podcast, where we talk to owners of rental properties and give you actionable tips and advice that will help you make more money while dealing with less hassle. And now your host, Dan Lane.
I put together a list of seven things I was showing you earlier about renting properties, and you can download your free copy. Just go to my website, freelandlordgift.com. The number one topic that I've had requested here on the show is about LLCs and insurance. People want to hear more about how to protect themselves. And I think this is an interesting topic that I know personally I want to learn more about. And we have covered this a little bit on the show from time to time, but we haven't gone real deep into the topic. And to be honest, a lot of the information that I've gotten both on the show and from conversations I've had off air is really conflicting. People just have different ideas on what the best way to protect yourself is. So what I thought would be interesting today is to talk to four different rental property owners to get their opinion and to see how they have things set up and see what we can find out from them. Before we get started on the show, I just want to remind everybody that I'm not an attorney, I'm not an insurance agent, I'm not an accountant, and neither are my guests. My guests are just giving you their personal information and the way they understand everything, but laws vary a lot from area to area, and you definitely want to consult with an attorney or an insurance agent or an accountant before you do anything. Definitely keep in mind that this is just a podcast, and we can't give you personal advice for your exact situation. So let's get right into the show. Our first guest today is Al Williamson. We first met Al on episode 30. We did a show about how to make more money without raising the rent. And Al, welcome back to the show. I'm glad to have you back here. My first question for you is, when you first started, did you own your properties in an LLC right out of the gate, or did you move them into an LLC after you got started?
I started off owning them personally, and then I basically have my LLC managing everything. The reason being, I didn't try to do a title transfer is because if you search my name, because we held them in our personal name first, and then transferring it over, people will still be able to find you.
Okay.
You know, it's not really much of a hiding tactic. So that's what we're moving them out of our family trust name, and we're keeping our family trust name, but we are having our LLC kind of be the managing agent of it.
Okay.
And do all the tax reporting through the LLC.
Like I know some people have different LLCs for each property. Some people lump them all together into one LLC. I know in California the filing fees are expensive.
Ouch. They're like, yeah, $850.
Yeah. How do you have things set up? Like, do you have everything in one LLC, or do you have them in separate, or how do you do it?
Everything's in one LLC.
Okay.
And I was going to, I'm in the process of seeing how, make sure I can manage that really well. And there's different things you can do to, such as equity stripping, where you file a HELOC against your own property. So there's a lien against your own property. You don't have to take the money out, but you should have a lien so that you don't look so attractive to a...
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah. That's another benefit of having an LLC, that you could do that.
Now, what about getting a loan with the LLC? I know a lot of lenders don't want a loan to LLCs. Have you had any problems with that?
I'm just starting them. I started building up my credit through my LLC starting with a secured credit card, and then I'll like buy a piece of gum every month, mm-hmm. and pay that back and build a strong repayment history, and then go for a unsecured with increasing credit limits.
Okay.
That's my process.
So how do you have it set up? So you personally have the loan, but then the LLC manages the properties?
It manages it, and I call myself the manager, and I do everything as if the title is, the LLC is on title. I file the taxes. The IRS doesn't really care who's on title. You know, they just care that you pay your taxes.
Okay.
First they care you report every penny that you earn. That's the primary thing. And then that you pay the appropriate amount of taxes.
Okay.
So I go at it that way.
What kind of advice could you give us about insurance? Like, are you better off going to a broker or to like an Allstate type company? What's the best way to get a good landlord policy?
Yeah, I went to a commercial broker for my 8-unit building, and there's more options that you have for your, and different options for single family homes. I would consider, you know, first of all, you should be looking at it every year.
Right.
Be horse racing these things. And also getting really savvy about the number of deductions. There's all kinds of deductions and loopholes with insurance. For example, since I'm a professional engineer, I was entitled to a sizable deduction with farmers, but I wouldn't have found out unless I probed around, you know. It seems like agents aren't always forthcoming.
Right.
With all the deductions that you're entitled to.
So every year, just shop it around. Just call a bunch of companies, get a bunch of quotes, and find the best policy.
That's what I would recommend. I do it about every couple of years. When you talk about virtual assistants, that's a great thing to have your virtual assistant do.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, because that can be time consuming to make all those calls and get all the quotes.
As far as insurance, every time you do an upgrade that improves safety, you should go tell your insurance agent.
Okay. Switch
materials on your roof. If there's these different types of automatic extinguishers that you can just attach with a magnet over the hood of your oven, those types of things add fire safety, and you're entitled to a lower premium because of that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So burglar alarms, different lighting for your at nighttime, any type of water or theft deterrent that you can put up, you know, talk to your agent about it. See if you can get credit for those things.
Great, Al. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. I appreciate it. That was some really good information. Next up, we have Charles Carpenter. We talked to Charles on episode 31. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Section 8. You can scroll down a couple of episodes on your podcast app or go to rentalincomepodcast.com/episode31. Charles, do you own your properties in an LLC or do you own them personally?
I do use an LLC, yes.
Do you have an LLC for each property or do you put them all into one?
I actually put them all into one.
Okay. Now, we've talked to some other people that like to have every property in a different LLC. Why did you decide to set it up that way?
Basically, why I set it up that way is in Maryland, there's actually a $300 fee for each LLC that you do have. And also to cut down on paperwork, I pretty much got a blanket commercial insurance policy that all my properties are under.
Okay. So did you get that just from a local insurance agent or did you go to a broker or how did you find the insurance?
The funny story is actually my wife's personal trainer that used to come over our house to, you know, I guess help her get into shape. But she is actually an insurance agent also. So she pretty much found us.
Oh, that's easy. So is she with just a like a regular insurance company or is it a special commercial company?
It's a commercial company.
Okay. So it's like a liability policy that you have. So if someone was to, you know, fall on the house and blame it on you, then that would be something that would be covered by the policy?
Yes. It's, okay. Liability plus hazard insurance, you know, if the house caught on fire.
Nice and simple. I like that. So you've got one LLC that you hold 13 properties in, and then you've got a commercial insurance policy to protect you. That's pretty good. Okay, next up we have Allie Boone. Allie was on episode number 21. It's called "Are Turnkey Rentals a Good Deal?" You can hear it at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode21. So, Allie, what do you do? Do you have your properties in an LLC?
Well, when I first got my properties, once I had accumulated a few of them, I kind of, like everybody else, assumed I needed an LLC because you always hear about asset protection and all that kind of stuff. So I started researching it, assuming I needed it, and I wasn't sure how to set it up or how kind of the ins and outs and everything. So when I started researching, I talked to various people. You know, LLCs they can be tricky, and kind of the result of my research after talking to accountants and one woman who specializes in setting up entities, the conclusion was that it wasn't going to offer me that much more protection than an umbrella insurance policy, and it was going to be a lot more costly. One of the reasons for me specifically is because I live in California. California has a franchise tax for all entities, and at a minimum, it's $800 a year. And one of my questions was, well, if I, like, my properties are in Georgia, and if I set those up in a Georgia LLC and it has nothing to do with California, I should be able to avoid that franchise tax. I think they call it a franchise tax. And the result was, per my accountants at least, who work a lot with real estate investors, is that California doesn't care where the properties are or even where the LLC is. It's all based on where you live. So unless I was willing to get rid of my California car tags and my California driver's license and suddenly start claiming that I live somewhere other than California, I was not going to be able to avoid that tax. So that $800 a year alone was going to really dig into my cash flow. And then and that's not even including the fees for setting up all the LLC things and all that kind of stuff. Whereas my umbrella insurance policy that covers all of my properties, and I think it even covers stuff on my cars and stuff, it's like $23 a month. And so of course my question then was, well, is the coverage as good as if I were to be in an LLC? And from the research I did, it seemed that it gives the same amount of asset protection, and LLCs aren't as bulletproof as a lot of people think they are. They do, of course, offer protection for sure, but you know, it's not bulletproof. So with the umbrella policy and the cost difference and everything, I just went with the umbrella policy on all my properties.
Do you have one umbrella policy that covers all the properties, or do you have separate landlord policies and then an umbrella policy that is extra protection?
Great question. The umbrella policy by itself covers all of the properties. So you only need one umbrella policy. It's kind of, I mean, I don't know if this is where the names stem from, but if you picture an umbrella, it encompasses all of the properties. I'm sure that's maybe not where the name came from. I have no idea. But I do have, each property has normal insurance, like normal homeowners insurance on it. And then the one umbrella policy covers everything above and beyond those homeowners policies.
That is really interesting. So the information Allie got was that LLCs are not 100% bulletproof, and you can protect yourself just as well with a umbrella policy that would go above your landlord policy. That's definitely interesting. Something to look into. We've heard now about the LLC filing fees, anywhere from $300 a year to $800 a year. So depending on what your state charges, that's an extra fee you're paying every year that is almost a hidden fee that you're not seeing. So you definitely want to make sure you build that into your calculations every year. And if you have a real thin profit margin, the amount of money you're paying to your state for your filing fee and then the money you pay to your accountant to do your taxes could really take a good part of your profit. So an umbrella policy could be a way to save money. And if it protects you just as well as an LLC, that's definitely something to consider. So I'm going to have to think about that one myself. All right. The next thing I want to talk about here is getting financing. A lot of banks do not want a loan on an LLC. They want to make the loan to you personally. That is a real problem if you want to have your properties in an LLC, because unless you own it for cash, you're not going to be able to do that. I'm sure there's ways to get around it, and my next guest is going to talk to us about it. Jeff Steinman is joining me on the show. Jeff was actually the guest on the podcast last week. The show is called Buying a Property in Bad Shape and Fixing It Up. You can hear it at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode34. So, Jeff, did your bank give you any pushback when you told them you wanted to hold your property in an LLC?
Yeah. So initially, our bank gave us some pushback on that when we initially financed. So we did have it in my name personally for the first year, and then we were able to get it moved over into an LLC after that. So, you know, that can be a challenge, and I certainly don't want to give legal advice.
Sure.
But I will say that, you know, sometimes – here's what I will say. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
How
we get really worried about the liability, and that's legitimate. But the fact of the matter is, in business, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
That first year, were you concerned at all having it in your name?
Yeah, I mean, I was concerned.
Yeah.
You know, it's a concern. I didn't lay awake thinking about it at night, right? Because if you're going to be successful in business, and this isn't about real estate, this is about business in general, you got to be comfortable with some risk, and you got to realize that. That there's going to be risk out there in anything that you do. I'm not advising anyone to, you know, to do anything in particular. I'm just saying that you have to realize that there will always be risk in business. And folks will tell you, folks who are out there, will tell you, oh, you should never do that because it creates a risk. Well, because something creates a risk is not a reason not to do it. It is a reason to calculate that risk into the potential upside and the grand scheme of everything that's out there.
You said that you were able to move it over to an LLC eventually. How did you find a lender that would do that?
We actually refinanced it into a commercial loan, and they were perfectly fine with that. And I think what made the difference is that we were able to at that point show that we had been paying on that, and that we had had consistent income coming in on the building. We were able to show them all of our bank accounts, so we were able to kind of prove ourselves there.
All right. Good enough. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. If you're not sure what the next step is, you're not sure exactly what's right for you, you're not sure if you should start an LLC, you don't know what the next step is, the best advice that I can give you is to go online and find a local real estate attorney. And the key part of that is real estate attorney. You want to make sure that you get someone that specializes in real estate, that knows the local laws and the customs, and someone that can really guide you in the right direction with your circumstance. Everyone's in a different position, and it's kind of hard in this form to give you all the information and to set you off in the right direction. But if you sit down with a real estate attorney, it will definitely be worth it. It normally only costs a few $100 to sit down with someone for an hour, and you will get so much value out of that. Well, I hope this was helpful. I hope that you got something out of this show. I know this is a little bit different from what we normally do, but we'll be back with a regular interview next week. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dan Lane, and this is the Rental Income Podcast.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.